The worst part about a bad date isn't the bad date itself. It's the moment you sit down in bed afterward, kick off your heels and open your phone, knowing the girls are waiting for the debrief. My wine-fueled WhatsApp group, the Coven, as we've christened ourselves, never let a disaster go unreported. And I've had plenty. Ever since my 3-year relationship with Oliver fizzled out right as pumpkin spice latte season began, it's been one long parade of catastrophes. I thought he was the one. He thought we were drifting apart. To this day, I still don't know what that's supposed to mean. Drifting apart, like we were helium balloons let go at the same time, floating off to nowhere. Romantic, right? Lucky for me, I get to see him at work every single day of my miserable single life. Over the past 10 months, the girls have introduced me to every single man they know, and one who wasn't quite as single as he claimed he was. But that's another story. As I'm still glaringly unpartnered, as some people, some smug bastards, like to put it, none of them have exactly panned out. Which makes me the reigning champion of first dates that go absolutely nowhere. Last night's rendezvous seemed like fate, or at least the drunk, slightly desperate cousin of fate. This was one that I found for myself. I had hope. Maybe that's where I went wrong. Every morning, same train, same carriage, same man with dark hair and a paperback tucked under his arm. He always looked serious. Like he might be on his way to do something important. Surgeon, lawyer, maybe undercover spy if I was feeling generous with my imagination. We never spoke, just exchanged the occasional half-smile, the universal commuter nod of solidarity. Then, last Tuesday, as I was juggling my coffee, handbag, and a dangerously unstable croissant, he slid something into my hand. Not a warning leaflet or a tissue, an actual scrap of paper, a phone number scribbled in messy blue ink. I stared at it like it was the last golden ticket from Willy Wonka's factory. So yes, maybe I let my expectations get away from me. Maybe I thought it was cinematic, romantic even, the sort of thing that would lead to a funny wedding speech one day. Spoiler, it didn't. And now I have to shatter the Coven's fairy tale expectations all over again.